This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, now it's 10:02 on a Friday, and it's time to play Beat the Limo Guy. And the limo guy is here with us once again, Justin from Black Horse Limo, blackhorselimo.com. Also has Warehouse Live. He's got a big weekend planned there. And Rise is opening up New Year's Eve. So make your plans. Can you go? Rise Rooftop, right? RiseRooftop.com, is that what it is?
That's correct.
Can you? Do you need tickets? Are you reservations? Or how's it working?
You can buy the tickets. They're a little cheaper if you buy them before, but just for general admission, it's $25 if you want to buy the day of, or $20 if you buy before.
Okay. So $20 if you buy them before. And a big DJ thing going on there?
Yeah, we got a bunch of local guys going on. We got some national ones coming in on the Saturday afterward, but for New Year's Eve, we're just keeping it local.
That's nice. All right, so that's going to be a big event. The largest retractable roof non-sports arena in the country. How about that? So that's going to be happening. It's been like 17 years in the making, so that is a big deal.
Two years to the day.
2 years?
When we were last opening.
Today is 2 years to the day?
No, two New Year's Eve ago was the last night we were open.
Two New Year's Eve, so it'll be 2 years that it's been closed working on this thing. And so it better be good. Better not suck.
Better
not. And then Warehouse Live, what's going on there this weekend?
We just got a little show tomorrow night. We're still doing the local tribute bands. We got Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Foreigner tribute tomorrow night. And that's a free show, so come on down.
Oh, that's totally me. Def Leppard and, are you kidding, Motley Crue? What? And then there is Black Horse, a limousine. I know you got a couple of, Frosty's got a couple going out, right?
Yep, we got two party buses going out tonight, or tomorrow night, actually. Yeah, they're all coming down to the Warehouse Live for the show. Now we basically are focusing on the Christmas light tours and the few Christmas parties that there are, and starting to fill up for New Year's Eve as well.
Yeah, so drunk white people, they like to get drunk and look at Christmas lights. That's what we do.
Every year.
Well, those people, that's what those people do. 713-7803.
You're an embarrassment.
No, I'm not an embarrassment. I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying. So you actually exceeded your usual output last week, Justin. You got two wins. Congratulations.
Hey, sometimes 40% is good enough.
Sometimes it is, and it was in this case because our contestant couldn't beat the limo guy. This week it's Jake. Let's bring Jake in. Hey, Jake.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good, man. Congratulations. What do you do for a living, Jake?
I actually work cows for a living. That's what I'm doing right now.
You work out?
Work cows, I think.
I'm a cattle rancher.
Oh, you work out. Oh, nice. That's cool.
Jake, did your sister have a reality show?
Yeah. She was on The Ultimate Cowboy, I think, or something like that.
Wait, how do you know this, Del?
Because we were trying to find him because the number didn't work. So we were doing all this stuff to, I tried to look up his name so I could find some information to try to get in touch with him. And his sister's name came up. And his sister had a reality show.
You don't even know what the show's name was, Jake?
It was about a year or so ago. I think it was called The Ultimate Cowboy. Trace Atkins was the host.
Oh, sweet. So, can you brand a cow while we're on the air here?
Oh, no.
I'm actually in the middle of a marsh right now trying to get my cows out of the marsh, so I can do that.
Wow. You're in the middle of a marsh trying to get a cow.
This guy could pick 4 out of 5 in the middle of a marsh getting cows out. That's the greatest handicapping
ever. How about that? We got a real live cowboy. That's right. Up against Justin. Justin, you have no chance this week against a real live cowboy, okay?
Never.
Zero.
No chance.
Zero chance. Just don't pick the cowboy. If you pick the cowboy. Jake, are you a Texans fan?
No, I'm actually a Cowboys fan. I'm sorry.
Oh, that blows. See? Well, now, see, he's got very. I can't respect anything that he picks now. So let's go. Jake, congratulations on getting. You're in the middle of the marsh and you were able to be caller number 10. I love that. And you listen to the show while you're cattle ranching?
Oh, yeah. Remember, I'm in the truck hauling cows to and from. That's what I got in the station all day, every day.
Well, we appreciate that, man. That's awesome. We didn't know we were that big in the cattle community. We are. No, it's big. So let's. You guys ready? Justin, who's going
let's
first?
Go. You know what? I'm gonna go first.
All right, let's play Beat the Limo Guy. Justin, you're up. Who you got?
Let's try the Arizona Cardinals.
Those Arizona Cardinals at this point in our lives, the Arizona football team, and who they? Arizona is -3 against the New York Football Giants. Jake?
Yeah, I'll take the under in the Eagles game.
The Eagles are playing a football contest, and you would like under the total that they are giving out. The Eagles at this point, I have no idea. I can't, oh, there they are. They're under 43. Under 43. That's against the New Orleans Football Saints. Okay, Justin?
Let's go with the Raiders.
The Las Vegas football team, and at this point, the Las Vegas football team is +3 against the Indianapolis Colts, +3. Jake?
I'll take the Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins are +7.5 at home against the Kansas City Chiefs, +7. How about that, Justin? You ain't playing no amateur here. He's taking +7.5 against the Chiefs.
That sounds like one of my picks. We got a cowboy picking dogs. I have zero chance. You're right.
None. Zero.
Let's try the Vikings.
The Minnesota team is +6.5 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jake?
I'll take another dog. Give me the Lions.
The Lions, wow, he is really a dog seeker. +8 at home against the Green Bay Packers. +8. Justin?
Detroit was my next pick. I'm a little worried. Let's go with the Steelers.
Well, Justin, you never win, so you shouldn't be worried.
Yeah, you should just hope.
You should be like, oh, right, he was going to take my pick.
Yeah, that should make you feel good.
Yeah. Well, who do you got?
I'm going to take the Steelers.
The Steelers are +2 against the Buffalo Bills. Jake?
I'll take the Ravens.
The Ravens are -2.5 against the Cleveland Browns. That is a Monday night affair. And last one, Justin?
Let's take the Packers over.
The over in that Packers game is over 55. Over 55. Jake, last pick.
We'll go with the Giants.
The New York Football Giants are +3. And that, my friends, is a double dapper by Lance. A double banger to finish up strong. Way to go, Jake. All right, so, Dell, who we got?
Justin, Cards -3, Raiders +3, Vikings +6.5, Steelers +2, correct? Making sure?
Yep. Correct.
Packers, Lions over 55.
Okay.
Jake with the under in the Saints, Eagles, which is 43, Dolphins +7.5, shout out to Jake. Lions +8, Ravens -2.5, Giants +3. Does that sound correct to both of you?
Yep, that sounds good.
All
that's
right.
It.
Jake, I would say if you get 3 out of 5, you win, because that's kind of the number you have to beat to get Justin
out of
here.
Maybe even 2 wins it this week.
we'll see. Know. Well, there's a double banger involved. So
yeah, there is a double banger. That's for sure. Well, Jake, man, we appreciate you listening. That's great stuff. Get those cows out of the marsh, all right, so we can make some money here.
I'll do it. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. There's Jake. And Justin, once again, blackhorselimo.com. Blackhorselimo.com if you want to go get drunk and look at Christmas lights. You also got warehouselive.com. You can see all the shows. And riserooftop.com to order your tickets now to save some money for New Year's Eve. That's a great way. How about that? The grand opening on New Year's Eve for Rise Rooftop.
Can I ask a question of Justin?
Yeah.
Is the Christmas light drinking exclusively for white people? Or can other people do it as well? Because John made it seem like it's a drunk white person thing.
No. We do not discriminate. You can come out and drink and watch Christmas lights as well.
Everyone can drink and watch Christmas lights?
Everybody.
Yeah. John is just pigeonholed it as just white people.
Well, Dell,
I've walked around. It's everybody, like every ethnicity imaginable. When you walk around, you know, the rich people's house, mm-hmm. when you do that.
Yeah, River Oaks. We call it River Oaks.
Do two.
Yeah. River Oaks. Yeah. But it's, yeah, exactly. But there's the one house that hires a Santa Claus to come outside now. Not this year. This is the first year that we're, they may not do it now.
Yeah.
Are they going to come out with brandishing firearms and telling people to get out of the neighborhood? Or does that only happen in the northern states?
That just happens up in St. Louis. That's
okay.
All.
Yeah. Okay.
That ain't happening here. No, they're not going to brandish firearms.
Hey.
They're not putting up Christmas lights so that they could come out and say, don't be looking at my lights. All right? Just get yourself another bottle. Now, I know, I'm not saying it's only for white people, but it's, let's face it, it's mostly white people that do this.
I've never been, so.
Yeah, you don't do it.
No,
you ain't doing all that. All right, well, Justin, we appreciate it as always. Best of luck, sir. Hopefully you don't have to pay off again. All right, man, we appreciate it. There's Justin from Black Horse Limo, blackhorselimo.com. All right, I got to talk right now about my peeps over at Pajamagram. That's right, Pajamagram is awesome because at pajamagram.com, you are going to find the best in PJs for her. And she's going to love them, I'm telling you. This is a great gift. This is a great gift, and she really will love them. If she's a PJ wearer, okay, you want to get her this new one. It's Tempting Touch Pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram. Tempting Touch Pajamas, keep her warm. It's got micro velvet, new fabric, silky smooth, addictively soft, all of the things that she's going to love. You're still going to see and compliment every curve, irresistible to wear, beg to be touched, so you'll love them too. You check them out at pajamagram.com. When she slips them on, her stress will be slipping away. And right now, when you order today, you get a great deal. Free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. Beat the holiday rush. Get her these Tempting Touch pajamas. Get your free gift packaging today before this deal disappears. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy. You don't have to wrap. Delivery is guaranteed by Christmas. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them I sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the cocoa.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, so much drama. I mean, the Astros are probably sitting back right now going, yeah, you guys take it for a while. Hey, Jim Crane's going, hey, Tillman, how's this taste? How's this attention taste, Tillman? Hey, Cal, how's this working out for you? Because I've been catching it for months. How's this taste? Now you guys are catching some. How's that Easter Bee hire working out for you? How's James Harden doing, Tillman? How's that working out? It's such drama, such crap. I mean,
Tillman spent $2 billion to get a team before a pandemic. Well, you know, a couple years before a pandemic that would wipe out his businesses or crush him, hurt basketball, and then have James Harden say, that's not what you want.
No. What I wonder right now, if you asked Tillman, would you do it again?
No chance. He also knows about pandemic. Like, he would not want to have himself leveraged for an NBA team.
So it was,
no chance.
It was $2.2 billion he spent. Will he recoup? Can he get that back? Yeah. After the pandemic and we get back to...
Can he recuperate that?
Well, yes.
I don't know.
Well, guess what?
We'll find out.
Did you see the story where the 621 billionaires in this country have added $1 trillion onto their income, onto their net worth? The 621 billionaires, by the way, there's 621 billionaires in this country now. And they've added, during the pandemic, $1 trillion to their net worth.
I wish I was a billionaire.
I wish
nothing lucky
too.
Ever happens to us.
Well, some of it is hard work that we don't do. A lot, maybe some of it has to do with that. I don't know.
Couldn't somebody have just left me a lot of money?
Well, right.
Why did I have to start my business in a kitchen of an apartment in a real rundown part of Houston? That wasn't great.
Why couldn't we be the Lucky Sperm Club like Cal?
Well, I'm not trying to call that man out of name.
No. Well, he's in the Lucky Sperm Club. Okay. Cal was
born. Look at you. You were born into it.
What? Oh, really? My dad, the Goomba with the liquor store? Yeah.
He's Chicago royalty.
Yeah.
Your dad had a liquor store?
Yeah. No. No, it wasn't a bad thing growing up. Trust me.
Yeah, I bet. No.
When I was a kid, we had
three cupcakes
and Twinkies and chips and everything else.
Two kids of farmers who were living in a trailer when I was born. My dad was working construction, and then shortly thereafter started coaching high school football. Mm. Lucky.
Lucky.
Oh, I'm sorry, junior high football.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah,
you were lucky.
I hit it big.
Yep. There's going to be more money flying around than ever. So, no, he'll recoup that $2.2 bill. Absolutely.
You think all of it?
And you know what? And he might be like, I'm done. You know what? Give me my 2.5. Give me my 2.6. I'll make, a few hundred million on this deal, and we'll part ways. Mm-hmm. I'm out of here. Now, I don't know any. I haven't talked to Tillman in a while, so I don't know. But I gotta imagine he's like, what the bleep did we get into? What the bleep is this? Mm-hmm. We gotta depend on these divas to make, to just get.
You wouldn't know that?
To get people into the arena and then all of the everything else that goes along with it. I mean, you got to put up with all this crap, really? This drama? I'm going to go to a real sport like soccer or a badminton or something. Well, I'd rather own a badminton team.
I don't know if you want to own a soccer team. That sounds like they carry a lot of debt. I feel like they're way ahead of the NBA in terms of how the debt runs over there.
And by the way, speaking of contracts, holy crap, their contracts are stupid.
I think the soccer, how much do you want to pay us on a transfer fee?
Yeah.
And what is a transfer fee exactly?
Well, guess what, though?
We don't have that with billion-dollar buyer. Well, you gave us $57 million, and then you can sign them.
But wait a minute. There's the other side, though. You develop a great young player.
Oh, you can get
and
cash.
And you get the transfer fee.
Yeah. Yeah, but then your fans are never happy. But
who
you
cares
just sit
about
there
your fans?
Them in.
You're getting $57 million in a transfer fee.
You saying that's how Tillman feels? Who cares about the fans?
No, that's how I would feel. Yeah. I don't give a rat's ass what they
we
think.
We going to get him out. He's short. Not what? He's just trying to get his transfer fees. He doesn't care about us. He lets us go. His team is short. All of it. And he's sitting there in his high horse. Walking around drinking his Coors Lights.
When did Bill O'Brien get British?
British people would be so mad. The north of London,
yeah.
They would be furious at you if that's what you did. But that's what you keep doing. You never even go.
No.
You never even go to a match.
No. I go to Italy, watch my games in my new house. Okay.
You see one of your new houses?
Yeah.
Just like developing players and selling them off.
They would hang you.
This is the year. We're hoping that this is the year that we're going to sign him to a long-term contract and lock in some young talent here at Leeds. And you would just be.
Seller's ass.
Like at Queston United. And you'd just be like.
There would be so many chants. Granado out. Granado out the entire
thing. Right. I'm out.
Sports talk.
No,
man.
Like they would try
let's
to
let's go, Andy.
Town.
I just want to say that I think, all ownership, Granado is rubbish. He doesn't care. He's not from here. He spends all of his time in the north of Italy.
So
And we continue to lose good players.
South Italy.
Typical Italian. Rubbish.
That's all you do is just sell off young players.
Mm.
But at least you admit it.
I don't care. It's my money. You were rat's ass about you British people. You know what? Get out of the pub and get to the dentist.
Sell the team. Sell the team.
Sell the team.
Sell the team. Sell the team.
How about this?
June Musco.
Little kids.
No.
And I saw him and I thought he was full of shite that whole time.
I can say that.
And you know that little kid who's at the soccer match, he's giving a finger.
Yeah, a finger.
That would be every little kid in that city to you.
Wouldn't care.
Have you seen the video of the little kid? It's been out for a while, where his dad tells him, and it's like a North London, pull it up where the little kid says he'll punch Santa Claus. It's an audio where his dad is going, you're going to get on the naughty list. Santa's putting you on a lot. I'm not on the naughty list. This little kid's a little British kid. It is. You should be able to find it fairly quickly and play it. This little kid threat.
You aren't absolutely. That's why you're on the naughty list.
Trust me.
Well, that's why you're on the naughty list, because you're being naughty right now. So you're going to be on the naughty list if you keep talking like that.
No, because Father Christmas is not being very nice to me.
Because you're being naughty, so you're on the naughty list.
No, I'm not. I'm on the good list, actually.
You're not because you ain't being good.
I am on the good list. If you keep saying that word again and again and again, I'm not on naughty list.
Father Christmas rang me last night when I was at work and said, you better tell Jackson to start being a good boy or he's going to stay on the naughty list and he won't get no presents for Christmas. That's what he said to me. So you've got to start being a good boy.
Then
I will
do an uppercut to him.
No, you won't do it. No, what?
I'm going like this. Punch him. Punch his beard off.
You're just silly, man.
Hey, trust me. I'm not on bad list.
You're on the naughty list, mate.
Well,
then be a good boy, Steph.
Trust me, I'll hit him with an uppercut and knock his beard off.
That's the little kid that will be out there calling you rubbish. And if he sees you, he will knock your beard off and knock your new hair off.
Mm. I'll knock his new hair off his head.
You can't.
But he's going to try to knock your...
Because it came from the back and the side.
Knock that dumb tail off his back of his hair that he's growing and knock his stupid white beard off. All the way back to Italy.
screw them. Oh, did you see the Georgia coach? The kid that punched the coach that punched the football player, the little football player,
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out of the league forever. He's been kicked out of the league forever.
Good, because they tried to apologize for him, and then the family said, "No, that's good. We want him to.
We want him to punch our kid.
Punch our kid and knock him to the ground.
No,
like I get."
No, discipline? He's been banished forever.
That was ridiculous.
No. For those of you who hadn't seen it, go look up.
That's a fake coach. That's a guy who gets aroused off of just thinking that this is how he's a football coach and he's in charge of kids. Yeah, I mean, living vicariously.
You know what he probably feels like? He's Stand By Me, the principal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Clark?
Yeah.
Joe Clark would never be that.
Joe Clark would, you know.
Joe Clark would talk to you. Joe Clark wasn't hitting.
Are we overlooking something?
Hmm. What?
What'd the kid say?
Well, did the kid miss a block?
Did he talk back?
Did the kid miss a block is the question.
Like, did he
jump offside?
Did he do something like TJ Finley when Ogeron told him, don't throw it when guys are hanging all over you? What did I say? Did the kid continue to make the wrong step, reading his keys? So? Do we know?
No, the kid is like 5 years old.
Play better.
I mean... That's not a popular sentiment to just play better, but it is out there.
But now that kid ain't going to jump offside again.
If the kid had played better, would he have taken that smack? Play better.
Better play better. Yeah.
That's what I hear.
You ain't getting it.
Is that hard coaching?
That's maybe a little too hard.
Oh, that's not hard
when coaching. You're like 6 years old and your coach is punching you and then knocking you to the ground. It might be a little too hard of coaching.
Football.
I don't know.
Football teaches you discipline, gentlemen.
I ain't soft, but I don't know that I don't know that I agree with coach punching the 6 year old in the head.
Isn't the coach stupid? He has a helmet on. Don't we always say you're stupid for punching someone when the other person has a helmet on?
When it's a 6 year old.
But it's still a helmet.
It ain't going to hurt you.
It's still a helmet. No, it's not the point of hitting the kid. It's a dumb thing to do. Don't hit a helmet. It's always dumb.
Well, the kid went to the ground. I mean,
I'm not suggesting that his force wouldn't have hurt the kid. Mm-hmm. I'm saying don't ever punch a helmet. It's a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, I think the coach is okay. He actually walked away just and pissed. But there was a guy that came up and he stood between him and the kids. Now, he certainly had his back to the coach because you ain't going to – that looked like Bill O'Brien, okay? You ain't going to tell him to stop hitting kids because you can't. You'll lose your job. Or he'll punch you next.
Yeah, there's a double tweet. You have the video of the kid getting punched, which is terrible, and then you have the apology, which is soft.
It was?
It's not great.
Oh, really? What'd he say?
Well, we can listen to it.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Well,
everybody that's seen the video, and everyone have something negative to say. You know, I'm going to apologize for my actions about what took place, but at the end of the day, I am a man. And I'm not going to make no excuses for what I did. I was wrong. I shouldn't have disciplined him in public. I should have waited till he got back for doing what he did. At the end of the day, I apologize to him, the kids, the city down here, and my family back at home. I do apologize. There's no excuse for my actions, you know. I hope, well, he forgave me, and his parents have forgiven me. So nobody else should be bashing me. Thank you.
Hmm.
He said he wished he would have done it in private. He said, I shouldn't have done it in public.
I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have whacked him and hit him to the ground.
I should have waited for a different occasion. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck to that guy. I guess. I don't foresee coaching in his future. At any level.
Yeah. I mean, nobody stood up for that kid, and that coach just popped him a couple of times. That was.
Yeah. You said the parents were like, oh, well.
They were fine with it. Mm. 1029 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now about my peeps over at HRP. HRP, let them come to your business and let them custom absolutely free. They'll sit down with you. They'll learn about your business. They'll know everything about you. They'll end up knowing everything about your business and how you need to go about this with your payroll and with your HR. And they do a detailed, customized plan for you. Your business is different than everybody else's business. It's not a cookie cutter. So they're going to customize a plan that works perfectly for you. If you're doing your payroll already and you're building, your company is growing and you've got so many employees, now you've got a full-time person doing all the taxes, doing all of the payroll, and it's just becoming too much. Maybe you have to add on to that department. No, get it done cheaper and safer. Because there's a lot of HR stuff that you don't know. There's a lot of tax implications that you don't know. There's a lot of with the PPP and the SBA loans that you don't know. These guys are experts at it all the way. So if you're looking for that kind of protection and that kind of service, you got it with HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
This is the newest thing, isn't it? Tell us you're a blank fan, an NFL fan, an NFL. Tell us what team is your favorite team without telling us your team.
Yeah, relay some awful moment, yes. I guess.
Or... No, well, whatever that tells you.
Yeah, something that will identify you as a fan of
that
team.
As a fan of that team.
Without saying you're a fan.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, who was it? He said, okay, Mucci Norris Celebriduck.
If you know about that, you're a Rockets
fan. You know a Rockets fan.
Yeah.
That you're a Rockets fan. And then there's all kinds of what would the Texans be?
Ooh, if you know what the Rosencopter is.
Rosencopter. If you just say Jack Easterby.
Everyone knows him now.
Well, that's
you don't
true.
Have to be a
yeah, that's
fan.
Not. That's right. That is true.
Chris Brown's halfback pass.
That, but that's a terrible.
You who remembers that? But Texans fans.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Nobody. Rosencopter too. Tell us you're an Astros fan without telling us you're an Astros fan.
How could you do that?
You
know Tony Eusebio's nickname? What was this nickname?
The Astro Clipper?
Yeah.
Most people call him Subi, but his real nickname is Astro Clipper.
Astro Clipper.
You know who the Astro Clipper
Tony
is.
Tony Eusebio, you could just say.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Or you could say Pujols Homer, Pujols Rocket.
Well, that's not a great memory, but yeah.
No. Doesn't have to be a great
What was it? What was it, the 18th inning for Chris Burke?
Yeah. Chris Burke's home run?
Yeah, Chris Burke, 18th inning.
Lance Berkman would tell you, we don't even get there if it's not for my 8th inning grand slam.
Well,
the runs count. Why is he from Chicago now? I forget.
Yeah, I don't know why, because you're in that mode.
Lance Berkman is, yeah. Lance Berkman's shot was the one. Or you could Brad Ausmus' home run.
True. I mean, you can name all the big ones that got you there.
Yep. Oh, you have to do this. Or you just have to say Marwin. Marwin's home run.
Yeah, Marwin Gonzalez.
For some reason, PD is here. Let's find out. What up, PD?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
You know that cattle rustler you just had on?
Yeah.
Remember I told you about my ex-girlfriend that her brother burned her house down?
Yeah.
Her niece was on that show. I don't know if it's the same chick or not, but she was on that cowboy, or it was a cowgirl show with Trace Atkins.
Oh, so your girlfriend, whose house was burned down by her brother, her niece was on a reality show of the guy who we had on, sister show.
Well, yeah, was it about the niece, or she just happened to be on the show?
No, she was on the show. Did you look up her name a while ago?
Yeah, did you look up the...
I looked up the guy...
Jake's name?
I looked up Jake's name, and his sister was the main protagonist for the show.
Yeah, but was she on the show? Was the niece on the show regularly, or just happened on once?
She was on it till I think she got knocked. They knocked off chicks like each time, and I think she made it to the last show and got knocked off.
The show.
I think her last name was Janice.
Yeah, that's one of the.
Her
main
last name was Denise.
Janice.
Oh, Janice.
That was one of the main members of the show. It was called the Cowboy Ultimate Showdown or something like that.
Ah,
yeah.
Oh, and it was not. It was like a.
I guess it's like
a survivor show?
Kind of a competition. You got to do all these cowboy type things, and if you just compete against others.
Yeah. Okay.
They did roping and stuff like that. I never met her. Yeah. I don't know that guy either.
No.
I had to kick her out, man. She,
so you're calling
went
us?
To my phone and found some videos she shouldn't have seen.
What? Now, what now?
He said he had to kick not the woman who was on the show, but the, I guess the. Whatever. He had to kick his girl out because she found some videos on his phone she shouldn't have seen.
That. So you called us to tell us that a girl you never met or know was on a show that you watched one time?
Yeah, but the dude is the guy that just did the pick and the cattle rustler you just had on that was pick the limousine guy.
Yeah. All right.
If he wins... Ask him if he knows Liz.
Okay.
We will.
All right. So what were the videos on your phone that your girl found?
It was me in action, man.
You in action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't her.
Were they before she was your girl or during?
Well, kind of both, actually.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's where that'll get you in trouble. That'll get you some trouble.
Do you
trouble.
Think she overreacted to the videos, or was she right in her reaction?
No, she overreacted, and it was on a Saturday, and my truck was messed up. So I was in a foul mood. It tore up my whole Saturday, and I got home, and she lit into me, and I said, nope, we're done.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Yep. But she really, was there any point she said, hey, you didn't have that tattoo. You just got that tattoo. And that's how she—that's how she realized it was a recent.
No. I had the tattoo before. The whole time we were together before I met her.
All right, PD.
All right, PD.
Thank you.
Thanks for that info, PD. We appreciate it. PD's always interesting.
Is interesting the word you want to
use? Yeah, he's always interesting.
You're right. He is interesting.
You know.
I do appreciate him throwing in that little spice about, you know, his girl found videos on
videos of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always going to find a little something special with PD.
I mean, you might want
to. There's always going to be a little gem in there.
You might want to delete those at some point if you actually like this woman you're with.
Right.
Now I have images of PD filming himself doing stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
No.
That's not the image we needed on a Friday as we head down the home stretch here for the week. Lazy J is here. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, fellas? Man, good morning. I got two quick questions for Dale. One is culture question. Who you got tomorrow, man? You got Keisha Cole or you got Ashanti?
If you don't know, those two are going at it versus. All it is, John, is you play your best songs from your catalog of hits. And the people will determine who wins.
Okay.
I'm going to go Keisha Cole.
Wow. So you wasn't jamming Ashanti in the early 2000s? She was killing it?
I know. I remember when she...
Apparently, he gave his answer.
Or is it because she was messing with Ja Rule and that's the default on basically 90% of her songs?
Hey, asked and answered.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going with Keisha Cole. I don't have a problem with... I remember she was the first lady of Murder, Inc. I know, Ashanti. I'm going with Keisha Cole, though.
Okay. Hey, can I get my 10% commission, man? I see you going on Reels podcast. I've been streaming that for like the past 6 months. Can I get my commission, bro? What's up?
How do you get commission for me making an appearance on someone else's podcast?
Because I've been telling Raheel to put you on the show.
Then talk to Raheel.
I've been screaming it.
I'm not getting paid. Talk to Raheel.
Raheel ain't paying nobody.
You can't get commission from me. I don't own the podcast. That's Raheel. That's not how it works. Talk to him.
No, but because of Lazy J, you're famous now.
Oh, we'll see. It hasn't been published yet, so I don't know that.
You're going to be famous if you're on Raheel's podcast. All the D-weeds listening to that.
It's not even his podcast. It's the work he does for NTV. I don't have a place on his podcast. That's Jose's domain.
What now?
He does a TV show, NTV.
Oh, and you're on that?
I made an appearance talking college football. I didn't go on his actual podcast.
Ah, and when did this happen?
Yesterday after.
And, when does it air?
It's tomorrow.
Nice.
Although we did talk about Tom Herman if he lost to Kansas, so that's out because that game's not getting played. So you might want to cut that.
Yeah. So Tom Herman only finishes 6-3.
He finishes 6-3. Yeah, if you missed it, Texas won't play Kansas this week. Oklahoma won't play West Virginia because of issues in the West Virginia program. And I don't remember who had the COVID issues in between Texas and Kansas, but that game's not getting played either. Washington, Oregon's not getting played. So Washington, by default, wins the Pac-12 North. That game was going to decide the Pac-12 North. Now Washington gets it. The issue for Washington is they may not be able to play in the Pac-12 title game.
No.
So we'll see.
So what do you do? Take the second place team?
I guess. If Oregon doesn't have any problems, you take Oregon.
And then if they can't? Then you go to the third.
Maybe let Colorado play USC since they are the two best teams in the conference anyway. They just happen to play in the same division. And they didn't get to play because of COVID.
Just you two play.
Yeah, just.
That's fine.
They're clearly the best two
Whatever.
Teams.
Whatever. You're not going anywhere anyway.
No.
You're undefeated and you're ranked 20th.
Well, I think they jumped up to 15, I think.
Whatever. Same thing. They got no shot.
No.
Zero shot. 1043 ESPN 97.5. That's News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Wow, this is interesting. Kansas City police detective charged in the shooting death of Cameron Lamb, getting some support from an unlikely source. Eddie Haskell. You know who Eddie Haskell is, though?
Yeah, he was Wally's best friend.
Yeah, in Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
He's funding the cops' defense. But what will Christine Brennan say about this?
What will Christine Brennan say about Rick Schroeder from Silver Spoons helping to get Kyle Rittenhouse bailed out? What will Christine Brennan say about a lot of stuff, John?
Christine Brennan is not having it.
No.
Not in this life. Christine Brennan is living a good life. Christine Brennan is woke. Christine Brennan hates sports. Hates anybody that doesn't agree with her.
Well, that's how the whole world works, John. Yeah. You don't like what I like, I hate you.
As the coronavirus pandemic rages on, Dell, transportation officials around the world have been looking for ways to keep passengers and crew safe. On November 25th, the Civil Aviation Administration of China released new guidelines. They think that flight attendants should wear diapers to protect them from the risk of the coronavirus. Do you think that, well, now they will look like they're thicker, right? If they're wearing diapers?
Yeah, but...
will this help the stewardesses?
They don't like to be called that.
Well, the flight waitress, the
don't
air
say
waitresses.
Air wage. No, don't say that either.
What are they?
What's flight attendants?
The flight attendants.
Are you though?
Yes, yes, I am.
Don't call them air waitresses.
Do you think that they are going to prevent themselves from getting the coronavirus by wearing diapers?
What's the purpose? So they don't go sit on one of the public toilets in the.
They can just poop their pants.
That's
and they
comforting.
Don't have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, do they? Am I supposed to believe the flight attendants would rather, you know, stew in their own waste for hours on end? Or can they just...
You know, if you're sitting on the aisle, too, and she walks by with a loaded diaper?
He or she. They're male flight attendants.
Oh.
How about we just sanitize the bathrooms?
Yeah. I mean, can't we put those little paper things around it?
Or... you'd have to treat it like those like restaurants do where they have the checklist. Every hour we go in there and wipe it down. Maybe that becomes part of their job as opposed to wearing diapers. I don't know.
In Turkey, apparently, you cannot sell any products containing rainbow or LGBTI plus symbols to anyone under age. Del, what age do you think is appropriate? For LGBTI plus
what I
paraphernalia.
Think or what I believe Turkey thinks.
What do you think Turkey thinks?
25?
They think 80. No. No. They think 18. Adults only.
Is it weird that I actually believed it could have been 80 considering where it's from, the country it's in? I was like, well.
Okay. That would have been a better story.
Yes. 18.
18 plus.
Well, I mean, I'm just a dumb American, so I shouldn't speak on what other countries want to do. But I feel like there are going to be people under the age of 18 who would like to be able to celebrate and like to have paraphernalia of that represents that their way of life. But Turkey has different rules and ideas.
Yeah.
And you get – did they tell you what crime – what the sentence?
Well,
if you break the law,
I think you just have to on the website. You have to prove that you're somehow. I mean, you don't have to, but you got to be. Maybe there's a warning. You got to be 18 plus, whatever.
Oh.
Adults.
So it's like they're treating buying stuff like that like it's porn.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Exactly. More than 140,000 candles sold at Dollar Tree are being recalled, Del. Why?
Candles from Dollar Tree being recalled. Is it because they smell like something that stinks?
Nope. It's because they're a fire hazard. Aren't they just logically?
Aren't candles inherently kind of fire
hazards?
Why are these more fire hazardous than others?
I don't. This is a recall 2.5-inch candles can cause the glass container to break, sparking fire and burn hazards. Okay.
Look, I don't buy candles. It's not my deal.
No. What's my wife's deal?
But I would feel like the Dollar Tree is good for some stuff, but I'm not sure if I want dollar candles, because you're asking for a problem, I feel like.
Yeah. A Russian woman has died after getting electrocuted. Apparently, she was charging her iPhone, and it fell in the bathtub and electrocuted.
And it was still plugged in.
It was still plugged in.
Huh.
Massive electric shock while in the bath. But she died. The question is, obviously, what did she look like if she was Russian, right?
No, I was going to say, did she write a bad article about Putin?
Oh, that's a possibility.
She died because her iPhone electrocuted her. Okay.
Yeah. A former bin Laden subordinate has been released from prison. A judge says he's too obese to survive coronavirus. Don't you think he'll be too obese outside of prison, too?
Well, prisons are apparently, like, just they cultivate coronavirus.
Yeah, but
because you're all on top of each other. So we're going to release you to give you a better chance to maybe avoid quarantine from coronavirus. Because, you know, the prison population got crushed by corona. Where is this?
UK.
Okay. I was going to say, depending on what country you named, I'm a little surprised this country actually cared enough. But they're not going to just put him in a less crowded prison? They're just going to release the guy?
They'll release him. Yeah. He was responsible for 1998 bombings.
We're 22 years and we're just done?
Yeah,
we're done
I guess.
People died and we're just done?
Yeah, apparently.
Do you think he started this plan back in March of 2020 and like, you know, if I get fat enough, they'll let me out of here?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a video of Wang Liutai.
His name's
Nope. He is actually a kung fu master that is practicing iron crotch kung fu, where he takes huge objects flying through the air to the groin area.
Like what?
Well, there's this giant log that he swings, and it swings back and hits him in the crotch. Do you want to be an iron crotch kung fu master named Wang?
I don't feel like it pays well, so no.
You don't want to change your name to Wang?
No, and I don't want to be an iron crotch karate master. Does it pay well?
Well, I mean, what does kung fu pay? I don't know.
Yeah, so no. There's always got to be the risk of, you know, permanently damaging yourself and the reward of a lot of money. And I'm not seeing a reward, so I'm out.
Yeah.
It seems like a poor way to make a living.
It seems that way to me. A new study out says that kids are happier when you buy them toys.
Sometimes when you bring these studies to the table, I'm like, okay, that's cool. And other times I'm like, that's dumb. This is worthless.
Did we need a study?
John, I'm not a parent, but as a former child, you know what made me happy? When I got presents and toys. Mm-hmm. You who've had children, what made them happy? Did it make them
toys.
Happy? Yeah. Done. The study is over.
Mm-hmm.
All of human history will tell us that when you give a child something like a toy, they're going to be happy. Study over.
Yeah. Del, are you going to move to Murdoch, Minnesota?
Is there something there to move for?
Well, there's a church there, and the city has approved a conditional permit to allow a church the use of a building by a whites-only group.
Okay.
All right. It's a town of fewer than 300 people. I would imagine
most are white.
I would imagine it's 100% white.
So the building is built by a whites only group. Will the building be whites only as well?
Actually, the church is abandoned, I guess, and now they're going to use the whites only group is going to use it because the town has passed. The city council has approved a permit for them.
Yeah, I'm not going to move there because I don't know. It doesn't feel like my type of place. Forget about, you know, the whole whites only building. I don't imagine there's a lot to do there.
It's Minnesota.
That's another
thing. And it's a town of 300 people.
It's not I've never.
Do you feel like whites can have it?
You know what? I'll take this L. I'm not going to fight that battle. I'll take the L for here. You guys take that one. You win this one.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
There's a bad loss for us.
I don't have to move to Minnesota.
Murdoch, Minnesota with your 300 people.
Minnesota, you want to keep your – Murdoch, Minnesota, you want to keep your town the way it is?
Take the L.
I agree with you. I'll take the L. I'm good.
Another dub for the white people.
Yeah, one of many.
Not a great one.
No.
That's like beating the Jets.
Well,
right?
The Raiders almost didn't beat the Jets.
Right, but
it happened, though.
They still got the dub.
That's what Murdoch – that's what that building is, beating the Jets. You're right.
10:56. We're done. Have a great weekend, everybody. Press box next.
ESPN 97.5.